For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We predicted C.J. Abrams to lead the shortstop slate, and he did at 4,600 with 20-plus, even hit a home run. We predicted a big night again from Michael Busch at 3,400. And what'd he do? Another home run. That we also predicted our FFVPs in Mason Wynn, double digits again, and Jesse Winker, 2,800, who had double digits against, you bet it, Tyler Glasnow. So let's get to some more value right here on the Fantasy Firebox. I am Tony Cotillo. I just want to thank you personally for all the support for this show. We're only 10 episodes in and we're having a ball. So let's get right into it. Let's go value pitcher. I only like one tonight, and that's Carlos Rodon of the Yankees against Toronto. Again, for the same reasons I like Gil last night, who we hit the K prop on. Rodon looks solid at his last outing, and I like the K potential against, you know, an undisciplined lineup for Toronto. Let's get to some FFVPs. Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. How about DJ Stewart from the New York Mets at 2,800? He is the guy right now with JD on the shelf, and he's been positive point production in 10 of 11 games, 64 points in his last six. And even though Jarrett has been good, he can still be hit. And then we're going to continue to ride Mason Wynn. If you're not riding Mason Wynn, then you're crazy. Just start him. He's been our FFVP for the last three games, double digits, 10, 13, 17. He's legit, and he's 2+ hits per game for 2,600. Get him in the lineup. Then for our value bats, no more slump. Willy Adames is back. He's 4,200. He has six games of 12+ or more. Three of his last four are multi-hit games, and two of them have been three or more. Now here's the thing. Dylan Cease can still be hit, and he's seeing 100 pitches his last two starts in only six innings. That's telling to me. That shows that his command is just a little off. I wasn't afraid to attack Glasnow last night, and I'm not afraid to attack Cease tonight. And let's go back to New York, and I'm going to go with one of the vets in Starling Marte at 3,600. Listen, nobody's talking about him, but he's been very, very good this year. 14 hits in nine games. He's hit safely in his last three, double digits in two of his last three. And I know Jarrett, like I said earlier, Jarrett Jones has been very good, but he's still giving up eight runs, four home runs, and 15 hits in 18 innings pitched. That is something to keep an eye on, and that's why I like the value with Marte. And now let's go to the other side of the game with Jarrett Triolo at 3,500 against one of the guys I love to attack in Carlos Quintana, who is all over at times, very hittable. Listen, Triolo has at least one hit in 11 of 14 games.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
31 points in a four-game span with five or more double digits. He's 3,500, people. Get on him. And for a sleeper, I'm telling you, Anthony Rizzo started off with a hellacious slump. He's starting to finally breathe some life, but he's $3,800. Are you kidding? Like, I'm sorry. I don't care who's on the mound. If you have a power hitter on the left side in Anthony Rizzo in Toronto at 3,800, you have to take a flyer. Now, let's go to the home run props. Didn't hit any last night, but we can't hit them them all the time, but I had three that I really like, and I'm going to continue to ride again Matt Olson. He didn't hit last night. He is so overdue, and he faces Hunter Brown, who has not been good at all for Houston. I love this matchup, and I just have that feeling. I can feel it. He's going yard tonight. Let's go to Arizona with Christian Walker attacking another guy who gives up long balls in Kyle Hendricks. Listen, Christian Walker is seeing the ball extremely well. For a power hitter to only strike out four times in 20 at-bats shows he's almost at 300. He's been very good in that Arizona lineup. So for a guy in Hendricks that's given up five home runs already, I love the power spot here for Christian. And one of the most underrated free agent pickups in all of baseball was Teoscar Hernandez for the LA Dodgers. He has five home runs already, and we'd be talking about him if it wasn't for Marcell Ozuna. And he's going up against Patrick Corbin. Do we need to say any more? Just put him in there and take the prop and let's cash it. Now, since we did not hit the parlay again by one, I'm going to do two tonight. I'm going to do one for strikeouts because there's some really good numbers I like, and I want to do one that's just a straight hit brigade. Let's see if we can do it. Let's start with the pitchers. Now, make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. One of these pitchers starts at 640, so be careful on that. And that's Ranger Suarez. Over 6.5 Ks. I love the number. He was electric his last time out and one of the Phillies' best pitchers. I have a good feeling that he's going to go possibly up to 10 tonight if he can command the baseball. I like Carlos Rodon from the Yankees at over 4.5 Ks. I like Brady Singer over 4.5 Ks for the Royals. And I like Tanner Beebe over 5.5 for the Guardians. That right there will give you plus 1,100. Now let's go to the hit brigade. Let's go Atlanta with Ozzie Albies at one hit or more. These are all one hit or more. CJ Abrams, who's been electric for the Nationals. Anthony Volpe, who's been unbelievable for the Yankees. Willie Adames, who I said I like as a value play. Starling Marte, who again I like as a value play. And Michael Conforto of the Giants, who's having an unbelievable year already early on. That will give you plus 1106. That's two parlays, one Ks, one hits. Let's finally cash one of these tickets and bring home some green. Again, everybody, I appreciate you tuning in. Fantasy Firebox, Tony Gutzo, WinDailySports.com. It's now time to win.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.